very good, friendly. As I recall, there wasn't any unpleasantness. There was nothing to be unpleasant about. But, I mean, if I had been against it, I wouldn't have gone there in the first place. I would have gone to the Jewish mother's home, which was the Bearsted Hospital in Stoke Newington. So, no, I didn't have anything against that at all. Bearing in mind, of course, because of my experience in Devon and going to the church, there was nothing, I didn't think there was anything wrong about it. In fact, I enjoyed it. A few of the women I knew who lived not very far from where I lived, and we used to make arrangements and meet along the road with our babies and exchange how this one's getting on and the other baby's getting on. And yeah, it was all very, very friendly. And then, of course, we used to meet at the hospital when you went to the postnatal clinic. So yeah, it was all very nice. And of course, the visiting time was restricted as well. First thing in the morning, I think we were allowed, I can't remember now if we were allowed to have our wash before we had the baby to feed. But then, of course, they came in, we had to feed our babies. And then we had breakfast. Quite a nice breakfast from what I can remember. No, I think for the first... No, the first week we had it in bed because I think we were in bed for a week. But then once we were allowed up, there was a table set up in the ward that we could all sit at the table. I can't remember either if our babies were at the side of us or if they were in a nursery. I think the babies were in a cot at the side of our bed, but then at night they were taken out. Yeah, I'm sure that's how it was, a long time ago. Well, Robert was born in October and the weather was still quite reasonable. There wasn't really much in the way of furnishing. There was the bed, obviously, and a locker. And I think a small table under the window, I think where the nurses would do whatever they had to do. But yeah, it was very sparse. Although it was clean, it was very sparse. Their blue and white striped dress with a white starched apron over it and their little cap, their nurse's cap. And what respect. They say a uniform commands respect, and it certainly did. I mean, now you're going to the hospital now, you don't know who's the domestic staff and who's the nurse. Which is a great pity. And matron, in her frilly bonnet, her white frilly bonnet and her navy blue dress with her belt and the large buckle, which was the insignia of a matron, I should say. And matron came round every morning, and of course the corners of the bed, the blankets had to be tucked in, and we all sat up in bed for attention. Oh yes, a great respect was had for the matron and for the sister. The sister wore a lighter blue dress, but also with her white starched apron and her nurse's cap. And they're really, really lovely. They were nurses. They were nurses. Not like they are today, I'm sorry to say.